Okay. June 2nd. I think this is number 5, maybe number 6. Can't quite remember. That was a short weekend. Short weekend. But they always are. And I think that's specifically because of my job and how crappy Mondays are, because you're just fighting to survive, essentially. And really just depends on the type of cases you get and how much you've forgotten over the weekend. But glad to be here. Won't complain too much. I'm trying to think. There were a couple things I needed to take care of, or needed to note so that I don't forget. Gotta pay my rent. I already forgot something. Forgot my checkbook. So gotta get the rent paid today. What else? I need to go to Walmart. I need to check up on a couple of things. So with Walmart, I'm really big into lemon water right now. So I've been buying lemons and limes and just putting them in water. And just trying to find little things that make a difference, I guess. You know, the whole 1% better type of mindset. Which reminds me, I feel like I read a book on that I need to re-listen to, I guess. I need to find an audiobook to listen to today. I've been so hooked on the music that's out. And that's the kind of thing. I go through these waves where I'll read like 5 or 6 books in a row, and then I won't read a book for like 2 months. And when I say read, I mean audiobooks. I can't. I don't have the patience or the time to sit and read a paper copy. I wish I did. I have before, but audiobooks are just, as far as my comprehension and digestibility, that's just the best way for me to do it. Damn, I ran over something. Come on, man. Fuck. It's a whole freaking, somebody's car is falling apart. Okay. I guess we're good. It's crap in the street all of a sudden. Hopefully I didn't run over anything sharp, because I do not want or need to pay for a new tire or getting another one fixed, because it's such a pain. And it's not as easy when you're in a big city and you're driving 10, 15 miles a day to get to work. You know, I get all the way to work and then my tire's flat out. I'm going to be up shit creek. But anyways, what was I talking about? Audiobooks. So I feel like I need to start another one. I really enjoy self-help books because they kind of, you know, I think perspective is always a great tool to have. And I can appreciate it. So maybe that's what I'll do today after I listen back, because I'm going to start adding music that I like to the end, maybe not the end, maybe to the middle of these, just to kind of, what I want to do is just make something that I'd want to listen to at work. So it's just essentially my way of making a podcast / you know, maybe a radio show is the best way to say it, but you know, something that I want to listen to while I'm at work. And I've kind of grown to enjoy my own voice a little bit, so as hopefully that'll continue and I can God, this guy's going so slow. And I'm kind of trapped. Okay. Okay, so I gotta pay the rent. Walmart. That's where we were going. Walmart. So I might be able to work from home here pretty soon. It'll probably, let me think. It'll probably be next week, since this is the last week of the pay period. Unless it takes them longer to get all the paperwork finalized. But I believe to start, it'll be 3 days a week and then 2 days I have to come in. So I don't know if they're going to dictate which days those are or if I just get to pick. I'm wondering if I just want to do like Monday, Tuesday and then work from home Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or maybe Tuesday, Wednesday. So you kind of get your Monday from the house to get in the groove and then go in Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday, Friday have from home. So that'll be interesting to see how that works out. I know, which brings me back to Walmart. I keep skipping over it. I need to get like some at-home material. Like, I'm not about to go buy a desk. I'm just not really in that position where buying a desk makes sense. Because if I get a call, I'm definitely getting out of here, and that desk, however much that desk costs, ain't gonna be enough for me to want to take care of it. So it'd be a waste of money at this point. So I figure if I get one of those short tables, those fold-out tables, you know, normally they're like your standard tables that you would find at like picnics and shit like that. Or not picnics, but like family reunions. But they have like shorter ones, so I think I want to find a shorter one, and then I just need a regular chair, something I can sit in. I mean, the chairs at work suck, so getting a regular chair from Walmart won't be too painful, because they're going to give me a laptop and then two monitors, which, you know, are pretty much necessary for this type of work. So I just got to be able to set that up. And then where I'm going to put that at in the apartment is going to be the other issue. So that'll be interesting to see how that works out. Probably just right at the window, but it's so hot, like I don't know if I want that light just all on. But then again, I mean, why not get that lighting? You know, I don't know. I got to figure that out. But so that's why I want to go to Walmart, besides the lemons, is to get maybe a chair and a table, just something to make a makeshift desk and just get started working from home. What else? I got chicken in the crock pot, so don't go buy any fast food. I've actually done pretty good. I'm trying to think the last time I bought fast food. I've been eating everything like grocery wise. Now, it was a weekend, so I guess fast food, when I eat at work, that's kind of pretty much fast food, so I can't really not say that. And I didn't bring any lunch today, so I'm sure that I will be eating at Rouse's, which, God, Rouse's is so good, but they just don't really have options that someone who's trying to stay relatively keto can enjoy. I mean, they have like your chicken and vegetables normally, but like their barbecue is always drenched, not barbecue, well, I guess it is barbecue because it's always drenched in sauce. I mean, I wish they would just serve brisket like dry and then allow you to add the sauce, but even so, I guess that's probably an all right alternative to, you know, just pigging out on the macaroni and cheese. Their macaroni and cheese is really good. I can't imagine it's like made from real cheese, but it is pretty good. And then they got burrito stations. They got everything you want, man. And all the stuff, none of the stuff that you really need. So that's my problem with them. But, you know, it's always a good to get out of the office and walk there. It takes about, I'd say it probably takes about 10, maybe 8 to 10 minutes to get there. It's a couple blocks away, and you got to deal with traffic across Poitras and stuff. That's it. I'm already at the parking garage, so I am yawning. Mondays suck, man. I wake up every morning and I'm just like, should you go to work today? And it's like that Monday and Tuesday. I'm like, and then by Wednesday, I'm like over it. And I'm just like, all right, it's already almost a weekend. So you got this. Oh, that was the other thing. Work from home means that even though it's 3 days a week, it still means that at worst, I'm spending $40 if I pay $5 a day to park. Whereas with my current, as it is currently, I have to pay almost $65 to park every month. So I'll save $20 there. Downside is that my, you know, home utilities are going to go up because I'll be in the house all day. But I, you know, at worst, it'll just eat up that $20 again. And that's not the worst case scenario. So I will save money on gas, though. I do spend probably close to $100 a month. So, 80-ish maybe on gas. But all right, I'm here. I'm out. Adding this. Back tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.